We've got ourselves a new member of the Washington State Senate. As you know, tragically, State Senator Doug Erickson died, I believe, at the age of 52, leaving behind wife and two daughters. And in his place, from his Whatcom County district, the county council selected, they were given three names from the local Republicans. They made history. They selected the youngest state senator in Washington history, 22-year-old Simon Sevcik. Simon lives in Ferndale. And a lot of people say, 22 years old, what on earth is the guy's background? You know, what does he want to do? How did he get there in politics? There have been a number of young up-and-comers in politics. Adam Smith was elected to the state Senate when he was 25 from South King County. Calvin Goings was elected from Pierce County when he was 22. And Simon Sevcik is 22, younger in terms of months, by months. And we welcome him to the John Carlson Show this morning. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me on.
You are about the age of a lot of interns. How's that feel?
Well, John, to be honest with you, I think some of the people here still think I am an intern. You know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a surreal experience, but we've been busy working hard away. But to be honest with you, I think still at some of the events, people think I'm either a legislative aide or an intern.
Sure. Well, they'll get used to seeing you.
I don't mind it. I think it's funny.
The Whatcom County Republicans have wished you congratulations. Quote, he fills the position of our late state Senator Doug Erickson. We know he'll represent us well. Close quote. The mainstream Republicans have sent congratulations. State Senate Leader John Braun. Have you met with the governor yet?
Well, John, he actually left me a voice message on my phone, and we were scheduled to meet yesterday, and the meeting got canceled because he had already left a voice message. So I was expecting to meet him this week, but it doesn't sound like that's going to end up happening.
What did he say in the voice message?
He basically just said congratulations, and we will sit down and talk, and I'm wondering if we're going to end up sitting down and talking.
Well, if you do, what are you going to tell him?
Well, John, I'm going to tell him a little bit about myself and why I think it's critical for youth to be represented and for Whatcom County to be represented well. You know, I think we have a lot of disagreements and a lot of issues to work on in this state, but I sincerely believe that Washington State is not a conglomeration of red and blue precincts. We simply can't think of it that way. We have to cut beyond the process of politics that tells us to be uninvolved, that tells us there's no way we can make a difference. We have to be involved in the process to make a meaningful difference in the lives of Washingtonians. That means cutting taxes, reducing spending, and ensuring that our money is being spent efficiently, effectively, and in an accountable manner.
Did you grow up in Ferndale?
I did. I grew up, our family moved there when I was about 8 years old. So I had a fantastic childhood, skiing, riding horses, and hiking around the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
And you're from a political family, right? Your mom's very active.
That's right. My mom ran for state representative about 2 years ago.
Now, why didn't she say, hey, son, I want to be the state representative?
You know, that would be a good question to ask her. She, I think, quite frankly, would rather see me in this role and support me in some way there. But that would be a question to check with her about.
Well, you know, it would not be unheard of to see a mother and son in the same legislative body together. I know that that Pam Roach and her son Dan were on the Pierce County Council together, and they were both legislators as well. Jennifer says they came very close to winning up in the 42nd district. She I think got 48% of the vote. So she certainly has a lot of name recognition. Now you're going to have to run to keep your job in November, and the Democrats are targeting this seat, correct?
Well, right now I'm focused on doing the best job that I can to represent the people of the 42nd district. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you talked about my mom, I would be totally fine if she wanted to do that as long as she didn't care what tie I chose to wear. As long as there's no micromanaging of what I wear, I would love for my mom to join me in the legislature.
Well, my mom stopped dressing me when I was 37, so I understand the resistance.
I've got a ways to go.
Yeah, it says the Bellingham Herald said you were a 4-time national high school speech and debate champion. True?
That's right. I did a lot of speech and debate, not only in high school, but I also competed in different mock trial and moot court, which is basically a simulated oral argument before the Supreme Court. I did a lot of those events in college as well.
Okay. You graduated from Patrick Henry College. You held a staff position in the Trump administration for a while. And what do you plan? You know, the state legislature is not going to feel like a part-time job, even though technically it is. What will your other employment be, Simon?
You know, I'm still working on that right now. I have several different options, but quite frankly, this past week has been such a whirlwind of making sure that we're voting in a way that is representative of the will of the 42nd district that, quite frankly, I haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Simon Sevcik, if you're just tuning in, is not only the newest member of the state Senate, he is the youngest member, it is believed, in state history. He is 22 years of age, and a lot of people in Whatcom County very excited to see it. Now, you're obviously going to be running into some criticism at, you know, what do you know about the real world? What do you know about business? What do you know about paying taxes, for heaven's sakes? What's your answer?
Well, John, I think the answer is that in a lot of ways, it is true. Maybe I haven't lived as many years as some other people, but I don't think, and in fact, I view my age as an asset, not a liability. And here's why. It's not only my generation that is about to be the largest taxpayer base. My generation is about to be the largest next voting base. Mm-hmm. The decisions being made today in Olympia right now are going to affect my generation in unique and important and significant ways. And so it's important for our voice to be represented. But furthermore, I would simply say historically, if we look at the history of our nation, the history of our nation is filled with young people that have the audacity to believe that they could make a difference.
Yeah.
George Washington was in his early 20s when he was the general during the Revolutionary War and before. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton were in many ways young men during the time of the Revolution. We like to think of them as old, as grave and gray-haired. But in many ways, some of the greatest moments of our nation's history were battles fought not by old men, but by young men that believed they were needed to make a difference in the lives of their neighbors.
No, I think Jefferson composed most of the Declaration of Independence when he was, what, 33? So, yeah, your point is well taken. And it is true, if the Washington legislature is supposed to be a representative body, it represents people demographically, it represents them geographically, of course, and in terms of race and gender, plenty of representation. And I guess you're pointing out, perhaps in terms of age, it should also have representation across the spectrum.
And, you know, John, the other thing I'd say about that is I wouldn't want anybody to consider hearing what I have to say simply because I am young. But my request is simply that I not be discounted because of my youth, mm-hmm. that instead I'm judged by the same metrics you would judge anybody else, which is ultimately the content of my character and the quality of my ideas.
Well, let's talk about those ideas. Right now, what would you like to see change in this state?
Well, right now, my number one priority has been to take care of the victims of flooding up in Whatcom County. Yeah. We had some really severe weather events, and we have people right now that need help. So that's my number one priority right now.
Help the
Yesterday,
constituents,
I released
okay.
a bill that would, it's called the Fuel Act, the Fighting Unaffordable Energy Laws Act. And what that would do, you know, we have a projected $1 billion-plus surplus. I think the number's around $8 billion surplus. And so my bill would simply hold off, suspend the gas tax until the end of this year to provide immediate relief to every single family in Washington. We have rising inflation, rising fuel prices. I think it's time to use the surplus in our budget to actually give money back to the people in ways that would be immediate and effective to help save them money and help them be able to fight against, again, rising costs all over Washington.
So let me see if I'm hearing you. You would suspend the gas tax for the remainder of 2022 and use general fund money to replenish the transportation budget, since the gas tax money is earmarked for transportation.
That's right. There would be a transfer of funding from the general fund over to the transportation fund so that we can still fund our transportation priorities.
Who are your two or three political heroes? We only have about a minute.
You know, that's a good question. I would say George Washington, and I know that's probably what a lot of people would say. The second person would be Abraham Lincoln, and the third person I would say is Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
I should add, see, John, this is where you're getting me. I'm such a nerd that I'd also have to add maybe James Madison, too. He has to be in there.
Making room for the primary author of the Constitution is okay, justifiable. You can squeeze him in there. But you are going to run for election in November, correct?
I'm working right now to do the best job I can for the people of Whatcom County, and we will see what the future holds.
All right. Well, very good. Off to an energetic start, ladies and gentlemen, 22-year-old Simon Sevcik from Whatcom County, the newest member and youngest member ever of the Washington State Senate. Thanks for joining us, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, John. Take care.
You bet. It just occurs to me, if his office hires an intern, the intern might be older than him. Or as old as him. Good for him, though. Good for him.